With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. The Popular Democratic Movement is protesting the awarding of the tender for printing and producing ballot papers to Renform CC, a company they claim is involved in corruption allegations. Here's the PDM's Secretary General Manuel Ngaringombe.
The problem that we have is that this company is a controversial company that last year was reported of inflating a tender for the Zimbabwean government to about 400%, and it's a company that is also being reported of a lot of irregularities within the Zimbabwean election, and that is the same company that has to print our electoral machine. We objected against this company, and we have demanded that ECN will set the activities that are taking place in South Africa as of today aside, and ECN has continued to say they are defending it and they will not be disrupted and they will do the program.
With Namibia facing high unemployment levels and political parties ramping up their campaign efforts to sway voters, the SWAPO Party's presidential candidate, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, has announced that the party allocated over 80 billion Namibia dollars to create more than 250,000 jobs for unemployed youth over the next 5 years.
In our manifesto, we have committed ourselves to create jobs. 256,538 jobs, which we are going to create in the next 5 years. And we have given budget for it. That we will budget 85.7 billion.
BP South Africa has confirmed a fuel shortage at its Cape Town service stations due to an unexpected outage at a local refinery. Road users in areas like Strandfontein, Mitchell's Plain and Greenpoint have reported being turned away from gas stations. Estron Energy, which operates the Milnerton crude oil refinery, told News 24 that a section of the refinery faced an operational upset over the weekend affecting the supply of unleaded petrol and diesel. And with just days to go until world leaders, scientists and climate action advocates convene for the UN Climate Change Conference in Baku, COP29, the host country, Azerbaijan, is fully prepared to welcome the key annual summit, despite having only 10 months to prepare. That's according to UN resident coordinator Vladanka Andreeva.
We have partnered with the private sector, with the academia, with media, with civil society, with young people, really trying to bring everyone and raise awareness about the urgency of climate action in Azerbaijan, but also for them to understand what they can do in their daily lives to really propel the efforts.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.